Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed, also known as Tariq Elite. Speaking of Tariq Elite, you guys can still get your sunglasses and the Risqué Elite cologne at TariqElite.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Ghetto Geeks, the new album from The Ghetto Geeks. You can get their new album at ghettogeekin.blogspot.com. The Ghetto Geeks, they have a brand new rap album out. Let me play one cut from the album. This is The Ghetto Geeks. The Ghetto Geeks at ghettogeekin.blogspot.com. This is a cut from the album. Read and study well, and then I get to blessing the lower classes. Yep, these wretched masses and all those who oppose can blow it out their asses. Give me my glasses back to keep. That is The Ghetto Geeks. The name of that cut is called Zigzag Man. And like I said, you can get the Ghetto Geeks album. You'll be able to get it next week at ghettogeekin.blogspot.com. Let me put on some Mackin music. Shout out to the Ghetto Geeks, the players out there. Hidden Colors, people. It's jumping off tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, April 14th. And it pops off tomorrow. It pops off out here in Los Angeles in Beverly Hills at the Music Hall Theater. You guys need to be up there early. It's going to be a packed house at the Music Hall Theater, Beverly Hills. The film Hidden Colors debuts tomorrow. Everybody in LA who comes to the theater, and I'm going to be there too. You're going to be there with me, Peanut, my friends. We're going to be up there chopping up game with you or watching the movie with you. And you guys are going to be the first people on the planet to see Hidden Colors tomorrow night. I think it starts at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. You guys go to HiddenColorsFilm.com. And Atlanta, this Saturday, Atlanta at the Plaza Theater in Atlanta, Hidden Colors will be shown. And at the Royal Theater in Toronto, Canada, the Toronto showing is at 7 o'clock p.m. The Atlanta one is at 8. So everybody needs to get up there early. This Saturday in New York City, it's going to be at Cinema Village, one show at 7, one show at 9 o'clock. And it's going to be shown this Sunday in Washington, D.C. at the Avalon Movie Theater. So all my people in Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, all you people go to the Washington, D.C. showing. If you're not in these cities, I suggest that you drive in, fly in, because this is going to be monumental. This is the hottest movie in the streets right now. Everybody's talking about it. It's a hot one. This is a hot ass grassroots project. And I'd like to thank everybody who was involved in making Hidden Colors happen. And I hope you guys really enjoy it. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. So go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get more information. Now let's get into some game. You know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about the attitude of a hustler. How to have the attitude of a hustler. How to get that hustling attitude. Because a lot of people email me about how to get their money on, how to be prosperous. Some tips and ways to be motivated. And it's really about having the attitude and the mindset of a hustler. It's really about that. And a hustler is not a bad thing. Sometimes people get the word hustler and they make it into something negative, like a scam artist or something. But that's not what a hustler is. A hustler is somebody who's about their paper. A hustler is somebody who is really focused on what they need to do. So there's nothing wrong with being a hustler. Everybody should have some hustle in them. In the square world and the legitimate world. In the legitimate world, you still have to hustle. You have to be on your grind. You have to try to think 10 steps ahead of your competition. You got to think like that. You got to move and shake. That's what a hustler does. But more than anything, being a hustler, it's really about the attitude that you have. That's really what a hustler is about. It's really about the attitude you have. It's all about the mindset you have when you get in the game. It's all about that. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to help cats step up their hustling mindset. Let me put on some more Mackin music. There we go. like I said, hustling is about having a prosperous mindset. It's about thinking about wealth. It's about thinking about flyer and better things. That's what being a hustler is about. Now, black folks, and this show is universal. I'm talking to everybody out here. But black folks, we think in terms of poverty too much. We become comfortable with an impoverished mentality. Too many of us. And we have to get out of that mindset. I was watching TV last night. I was watching some show on BT. One of those Tiny Toya shows. They had Lil Wayne's baby mama. She was on the show, and they had her family, and the family had this real dusty ass vibe. And I'm not trying to shit on her family, but I'm tired of looking at these shows, especially on BET, where the family's dusty and the mama's on crack, and that's just not a good look. And we got to stop looking at stuff like that. We have to stop accepting that as the norm. That's not normal. That's abnormal. That's dysfunctional. We have to stop looking at it in a normal context. Black folks, and people in general, but black folks, we focus too much on that dusty shit. We focus too much on hood nonsense. We wallow too much with that hood stuff, and we gotta start distancing ourselves from that. Not to the point where you quote unquote forget where you came from. It ain't about that. But distancing yourself from dustiness. Just watching that all the time, that has an effect on your mindset. When you see that, your subconscious mind is telling you that's normal, and you will stay close to that. You want to distance yourself from poverty and despair because that's not yours. We own something that's not really ours. It's something that was forced upon us to a certain degree, and now we've comfortably accepted that, and nobody has to force it on us. We just wallow in it. So we have to get out of that giving props to poverty mentality. You know, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to Africa. I've been trying to decide whether I'm going to go to Ghana or Tanzania. I might just do both. Tanzania is beautiful. I want to go to Zanzibar. Zanzibar, beautiful island off the coast of Tanzania. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful fly. I like shit like that. I like going to fly locations. And I've been talking about going to Ghana, and a lot of people that I know, when they tell me about Ghana, they always say, without any exception, man, you got to check out the slave castles. That's the first thing they say. You got to check out the slave castles, which is what I will do that when I go there. You know, just for tourism purposes, I do want to check that out. But that's really the last thing I want to see. That's not the main reason I want to go. I'm really not trying to see that impoverished shit. That's the last thing I want to see. I will go check it out for historical references, but I like fly shit. I like nice resorts. I like it. And when I delve into history, I like to see the fly part of history. I like to learn about the kings and the great empires. And that's what we talk about a lot in Hidden Colors, the film coming out tomorrow. But when I go places, I like to hear about how fly it was. Don't tell me how it is now and when the shit started to go downhill, because the history goes beyond that. And I wish we focus on that more. But again, like I said, I'm going to be going over there, and I know that there's a lot of poverty over there now, but still, I like to learn about the greatness of some of these nations. But the thing is, we have to stop accepting poverty and despair. Because that's not who we are. Like, let's look into African history. In African history, some of the great rulers and African royalty, those guys were fly. Those guys had gold, silk garments, diamonds. I mean, these guys were shutting the game down with how fly they were when they were in the height of their game. I like to look at that. I like to study that. I like to draw from that and get inspiration from that. That's what I like. I like to know how fly these guys were, and they were very fly. And you'll learn about that tomorrow in the documentary. But the thing is, like I said, as far as being a hustler in the square and the legitimate world, and I mean in the square and the hustling world, it's a certain mindset that you have to have. It's not about the circumstances. See, a lot of people try to blame what's wrong with them on the circumstances or the environment. That has something to do with certain things, but that doesn't have anything to do with your success or your prosperity. A hustler doesn't confine himself to just an environment. A hustler doesn't blame circumstances and environments. A hustler creates the circumstances. A hustler creates the environment he needs in order to thrive. That's the attitude of a hustler. Because a lot of people say, well, I can't start my business because of the economy. I can't do this because of the economy. Economy has nothing to do with it, people. The economy will not stop you from getting your paper. Money don't go nowhere. Just remember that. Money does not disappear. I've said this a million times. Money is energy. It just transfers to another source. You have to make that source you. So it don't matter what the economy is. It doesn't matter what the economic forecast is. It doesn't matter who the people are around you are. We blame a lot of people around us a lot of times. We blame the chick we're laying up with. We blame our baby's mama. It's not their fault that you're not doing what you're supposed to do. It's your attitude. If your attitude ain't right, you're not going to get what you need to get. And another thing, it ain't just white folks either. A lot of times we say that the white man did this to us, the white man did that to us. And a lot of whites' actions have not been irreprehensible. And I'm the first to point out and critique a lot of things that have been done historically by whites. But nowadays, right now, a lot of things and a lot of our problems can be rectified if we just handle our hustle business. A lot of times we put ourselves into certain negative situations. So we just can't keep pointing the finger at white folks. A lot of us sometimes, man, we don't get up off our ass, or we just wallow in a comfortable ignorance and we don't be on top of our game like we need to be. So it's a lot of mental subjugation going on with black folks. And whites too. A lot of white folks need to be on top of their game too, because a lot of whites will blame other people for their problems. Oh, it's those Arabs. Oh, it's those Mexicans taking our jobs. It's this. So a lot of whites can get off that too. I'm making this very universal, but I'm specifically talking about how certain black folks think. But the thing is, like I said, it's your attitude and your hustle skills that has everything to do with your despair or prosperity. And remember this, the white door isn't the only door to get yours. A lot of people say, well, I can't do this because white folks are holding me back. And I can understand that to a certain degree. But as a hustler, you have to understand that the white door isn't the only door to your success. Unfortunately, too many of us think that. If a white person isn't approving us, we feel like we can't get anything done. I was watching, somebody sent me a clip of this on Facebook. They were talking, they were doing an interview with the cast of The Game, the TV show The Game. And I love that show. Great show on BET. Love that show. I hope BET don't mess the show up next season, because when they did the last season, the last couple of episodes, the finale, very lackluster. They got real lazy on the writing. So BET needs to pay those writers so they can make this show fly and keep it fly. But the cast was on the Monique show. Shout out to Monique. I love Monique. I absolutely adore Monique. And it was Jose Sanchez, it was Pooch Hall, and Wendy Robinson. And Monique was talking about how The Game was the highest rated cable show in the history of cable. And they were asking all the cast members how they felt. And they asked Jose Sanchez how he felt, knowing that they had the top rated cable show. And he said, jokingly, but every joke there's a twinge of truth. He said this jokingly, but it was very funny that he would say it. He said, well, when I found out what the ratings were, now I know how it feels to be white. That was a real, it created a whole strange vibe when he said that. It was very weird to say, but he's Dominican, and a lot of Dominicans think like that, and I talked about that on the show a couple of weeks ago. But not only that, and I know the guy was joking, but again, every joke has a twinge of truth, and that's very particular. It's very peculiar that he would say that. What's interesting is that a lot of black folks, unfortunately, think that white equals success. They equate success with white. So if they do something that happens to be successful, all automatically they have to equate it with white, which is nonsense. Whites don't have a monopoly on success. This is why we need to learn our history. That's why Hidden Colors is so important for you guys to see tomorrow and this whole weekend. But like I was saying, the only door to success is not a white door. You can create your own doors to success. Just like with this film, Hidden Colors. Nobody, no white studio would make Hidden Colors in a million years. Not that it would not make money. It's going to make money. It's starting to make money now. The pre-sale tickets are through the roof right now. The movie is already making money, but if you have an agenda, it's not about making money. It's about keeping the status quo. And a movie like that, like this, Hidden Colors, it challenges the status quo. But I digress as far as that. That's a whole different show. But the point is, we have to create our own opportunities. I did a show a few weeks ago about putting yourself on. But in order to put yourself on, you got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right mental attitude. You understand that? Attitude is everything. That's why most people in the hood have fucked up attitudes. And I'm not trying to dump on poor people. Because, hey, I lived in the hood. I know cats who lived in the hood, but we got the fuck up on out of there. But a lot of people who are in the hood and very comfortable in the hood, a lot of cats and females have real fucked up attitudes. You ever notice, like, when you see hood rats working somewhere, hood rats are the main ones. Hood rats always have these little toe-up janky attitudes. So you go out somewhere, you see loud, obnoxious hood rats. The attitudes just toe up. And the thing is, a lot of hood rats think that their dumbass attitude is affecting others. The only person it affects is themselves. It just affects them. It messes up their money. It messes up their opportunities. With other people, you're just a nuisance or you're a form of entertainment. Other people are entertained by your dumbass attitude, but you're not affecting anybody but yourself. You're messing up your own opportunities. So check your attitude if your attitude ain't really benefiting you in a positive way. And also, to be a hustler, you got to know the difference between being stern and being an asshole. That's another thing, because when I say check your attitude and don't be all over the top, that don't mean you should be passive. To be a hustler, you cannot be passive. You have to be stern at certain points. You have to say, okay, I'm going to put my foot down and this is what it's going to be. So you have to be stern, but you have to know how to balance that, because a lot of people will take sternness and then they'll turn into assholes. And the asshole thing is a very temporary thing. You can get over by being an asshole temporarily, but the assholes never last that long. That means a person who's just trying to be a dick on purpose. You're going out of your way to be dicky to people. You don't want to be that either. You want to let people know that you're no nonsense, but you don't have to be a dick. And we know people like that. You've dealt with people who are just assholes for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you'll come up temporarily, but the assholes never win. That's what happened to Damon Dash, the guy, the president of Rockefeller Records, one of the presidents of Rockefeller Records back in the day. That ruined Dame Dash's career. The whole asshole thing. Damon Dash was a known asshole. Infamous asshole in the music industry. And then once things went sour with him and Jay-Z, the industry shitted on Dame. They never forgot that he was an asshole, so nobody wanted to do business with that cat. So that whole asshole thing, it doesn't work. You got to still have a balance and attitude. And the thing is, Dame Dash wasn't a street dude. See, he kind of had that street guy mentality. He took the asshole part of being a street dude, but he wasn't really no street dude. Because to be a street dude, you know you have to have balance. You can't be an asshole all the time in the streets. There's a time and place for that. You have to know how to balance that out if you're going to be a real street dude. Because if you're an asshole all the time, you're just proactively being dicky to people, niggas will blow your fucking head off. Quickly. You understand that? So Dame tried to have a so-called street mentality, but he wasn't a street guy. He it got over in the music industry temporarily until they just kind of kicked him to the side. So people have to know how to have that balance. That's my point. And another thing about being a hustler, to have the attitude of a hustler, you have to stop being distracted by insignificant bullshit. And that's another thing with a lot of black folks. We have a lot of insignificant nonsense that's breaking our focus. When we're trying to handle our business, we got to worry about shiesty neighbors. If we're not worrying about shiesty neighbors, we got to look out for old scandalous homies. And then we got to look out for the hood rats who's trying to make a come up. Then you got to look out for your creepy baby mom. Then you got to worry about your crackhead cousin or your crackhead mom. So you have so many other distractions in the hood keeping you off your game, keeping you off your focus. So you can't see clearly. See, that's the thing. You have to be able to see clearly. You have to get a lot of those distractions out of your peripheral. See, that's why I like to go on vacation a lot. Whenever I do a project, whenever I work very hard on something, I always try to take a week or two off. Just so I can focus, get my mind right, create another goal in my mind, and then come back and get started on that. Sometimes you have to step outside the box or step away from the ruckus in order to get clarity. And a lot of times people don't get any kind of clarity because you're right in the mix of bullshit. You're right in the mix of drama all the time. And you cannot think clearly when you are in the midst of drama. You have to be focused on certain things and you have to see it clear. You know, I was at Target the other day, well, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, when you're in the store, you're just buying random shit. I saw a glow-in-the-dark basketball. It was just a regular basketball, but it happens to glow in the dark. And I have a little basketball goal in my driveway. And I shoot a little hoops every now and then just to, you know, fuck around in the yard. And I do all right. But with my glow-in-the-dark basketball, I go outside and I play at night. Pitch black. And I actually play better at night when it's pitch black with my glow-in-the-dark basketball than I do in the daytime. In the daytime, I'm all right. But at night, I'm knocking out every shot. At night, when I'm playing with my glow-in-the-dark basketball, I knock out every single shot. The reason why I can do that is because the only thing I can see in the dark is the net and the ball. That's all I can see. I can't see anything else. In the daytime, I got birds flying around and there's cars and the sun is in my face. Just a whole bunch of distractions in the daytime. But at night, I can only see that glow-in-the-dark ball and the whiteness of the nets. And I dunk those shots every time. That's how we look at life. That's how life is. When you focus on exactly what you need to focus on and you have all that other nonsense out of your peripheral, you're going to knock those shots off, but you got to get that nonsense out of your way. That's very important to understand, people. And I mean everything out your way, man. Being in the hood, you go through so much stuff. You got to deal with the police. I mean, just so much nonsense you have to go through. That's why if you have to, get the hell on up out of there. If you're living in an environment like that, there's nothing stopping you from bouncing. You got to get up and bounce. Ain't nothing wrong with getting the hell up and bouncing, going to a new environment that's better for you. And also, people, what's important, you have to start trying new things on a regular basis. Every few months, to think like a hustler. This is a hustler's mentality because a hustler likes to diversify. Hustlers are always trying the new hustle. Diversity is the key. You always try a new way or a new method. To be a hustler, that's how you got to think. You got to be able to move and shake. You got to outthink the competition. You got to step into another realm of the game to keep your ideas flowing. But you should try something new every few months. A lot of times, we do the same thing over and over again, and we gain frustration because of that. We get comfortable doing one thing, and then we get lazy doing it. And when you try new things, that creates a new spark in you. That creates an extra tinge of motivation in you. That's why a lot of people like to cheat on their spouses, especially men. Because men, are, we're real big on exploring and doing new things. So a lot of guys will just reduce themselves to exploring women or a new woman. But the thing is, that same energy can be used into exploring new things. So just going out there getting the next chick will become secondary thought. It's not no big deal. But men in general, we like to try new things. We like to do new things because that gives us an energetic spark. It renews our aura. It renews our chakras. And really, it expands your mind. And the thing is, when you're not expanding the energy in your mind, a lot of that energy will turn negative and it will collapse on you and you will do negative things. That's why it's very important to branch out with your thought patterns, your thought energy. You branch out into new things, and if you don't, idle energy turns into negative energy. This is why black folks fight all the damn time. You go places and all that negative energy that's not being projected anywhere constructively, it falls back on you and it just falls back on each other in the community. So that negative energy causes cats to beef with each other. Because the thing is, if your mind is on outside constructive things, the last thing you want to do is fight some damn body. That's the last thing you're thinking about, is fighting somebody, if your mind is on constructive things, if your mind is on other progressive things. When your mind is idle, dumb shit easily pops up in your mind. When you have an idle mind, you're ready to scrap at the drop of a hat. You're ready to do some dumb shit at the drop of a hat because you have nothing to lose and you're bored. Most people get into dumb shit because they're bored. Most cats in the hood who get caught up in a dumbass crime or some kind of petty endeavor, they get into it because they were simply bored. They had nothing else to do. That's why when we see cats hanging out on the corner, you know some shit is about to pop off to a certain degree, because if they just hanging out, they're going to find some dumb shit to get into. So you got to utilize your time and your mind's energy into constructive endeavors. That's how a hustler thinks. And the thing is, sometimes when your mind is idle, your mind will start going in reverse, just like a car. And I talked about this in one of my books. If your car is in, you have a car in neutral, after a while, that car is going to stop staying in neutral and start rolling backwards. And then that's a real negative thing, because it will crash. Just like the behaviors of some people. When we see people who do real dumb nigga shit, we say, damn, they done took the race back 30 years. Oh, damn, they done took us back 100 years. Their idle mind is so idle, it's to the point where it's going in reverse. They're retrogressing. They're doing old school dumb shit. That's not indicative of the mindset of a hustler. A hustler is always thinking forward. Hustler is like a chess player. You're always 3 or 4 steps ahead of your opponent. And the thing is, to think like a hustler, the one major thing that you guys remember is that you don't get your paper by doing certain things. See, that's a lot of the mentalities that a lot of people have. They think that if they do one thing, they're going to come up. If they hit one good lick, they're going to come up. If they do one good crime spree, they're going to come up. That's a scam artist. That's not a hustler. People who think like that are waiting on that one great opportunity to present itself. It doesn't work like that. You don't get your paper by doing certain things. You get your paper by doing things a certain way. You get your paper by doing things a certain way. It's the way you do shit. It's the way you handle business. It's the way you come out of a situation. It's the way you hustle. That's how you get your paper. It's the attitude you have going into it. Because two people can do the exact same thing, but if one person has a different attitude, they're going to be more prosperous than the next dude. It's all about the way you handle your business. You give a dude who's thinking like a hustler and a dude who's thinking like a simp, you give them both $10,000. That hustler is going to get that $10,000 and make some shit happen with it. I know some cats, you give them $10,000, you give them a year, they'll flip that shit into about $100,000, $200,000. They'll find some creative ways to flip it. You give a simp $10,000, the first thing they're going to do is go to the strip club, trick off about five of that, then go get some rims, then go get some weed and some dumb shit, and they're going to be broke the next week. So it's really about the attitude you have going into a situation. Think like a hustler, people. Get that hustler's attitude. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am Tariq King Flex Nasheed. The film Hidden Colors comes out tomorrow. Everybody go see it. Spread the word all over Facebook. Spread the word all over Twitter. Let everybody know that the movie is coming out. I want to see you guys in the place tomorrow. I will be there right in the audience with everybody eating popcorn and $20 Sprites and all that shit they have at the concession stand. I will see you guys tomorrow in Los Angeles. I'll be on Ustream tonight, people. Holla. Just dip in. Just dip in. Hidden Colors. Just dip in. See y'all niggas in the house tomorrow night. Hidden Colors. Just dip in.